cats are actually, in a sense, they're a wild animal, so nobody's really claiming ownership of them. A lot of them have been pets that were abandoned or stray cats that have had litters of kittens, and then they've grown up not in a domestic environment. So it's a little bit of a struggle on what to do with them. A lot of times, since they're raised wild, they aren't something that can be easily domesticated. So it's not an animal that can be easily reintroduced into kind of the domestic environment. So the city has adopted some codes, because there are a few people in the city that want to take care of these cats. So they tend to do that by just putting out food for them and feeding them.
So like these people act as kind of caretakers for these pseudo-domestic cats?
Right. But the real problem is, so the city was trying to sort of get their arms wrapped around that, and they actually established some regulations for the colonies. And the people are supposed to come in and register their colonies, and then they're supposed to demonstrate that they're actually doing more than just putting food out for the animals, that they're actually taking care of them, that they take them to vets, that they work to get them spayed and neutered, that they get their ears tipped so that they're easily recognizable as an animal that has been spayed, neutered, and then re-released into the city. So we set up those regulations. Part of the problem we're having is that a lot of the caretakers don't want to be registered as caretakers. So we only have one colony that's actually registered in the city.
And these colonies, they're like 5-6 cats?
Some of them are small like that, and some of them are larger. So there's been reports of some of them being up to like 20 cats.
I'm sorry, that just sounds absolutely crazy. So like there's like 20 cats just out in the wilderness?
Yeah, well, and it'd be better if they were in the wilderness, but unfortunately they're within city limits. And so, you know, some of them are in the kind of the industrial areas of the city, and there's a few that are actually near some of the parks areas of the city.
What's, I guess, the next step?
Really, at this point, we've had a couple of public meetings. We got some of the stakeholders together that were concerned about them. And, you know, we haven't really gotten anybody that's come in and re-registered, but we do know that some people are working on getting the cats, you know, a bunch of them spayed and neutered. So it seems like at this point, the problem is actually sort of taking care of itself.
That was Glenn Black with the City of Delta. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.